Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the 6th of September 2020. As we emerge from a chrysalis just like butterflies, we are here together, and it's so lovely to see each and every one of you. So welcome to morning worship. And this is our first meeting, our first Sunday, since our church closed on the 15th of March 2020 due to the coronavirus. As we rejoin together in the house of our Lord Jesus, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I now pass you on to our minister, Reverend Peter Goodall, who will lead us in our service today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Good morning, friends. It's lovely to see you, and I'm sure I could see your smiles behind the masks today. It's wonderful to be back since the third Sunday in Lent, the 15th of March, and 6 months later, here we are. So thank you for coming back to church. And we are small in number, of course, but we are representing all those who would like to be here this morning but can't yet. We're representing them here today, and we are united by God's Spirit as we meet, and united with our Sunday club as well that are meeting in the hall just now. We haven't rolled out the red carpet, but we did roll out the black tarmac for you. and we repainted outside of next door, and we've got fresh flowers. So everything seems to speak of a fresh start today and a new beginning for us, for our church. So we pray that today may be a wonderful blessing for each one of you. And if you need any assistance at any time in the service, our stewards are here. If you need to get a breather because you're finding it difficult with the mask, then do feel free just to step outside for a time. So as we come to worship God, I wanted to choose some words of Psalm 122, words which were spoken in this very place 50 years ago when our church building was opened or reopened for the first time. Psalm 122. I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen to that this morning. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord, according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. Let's pray together. Faithful God, we are so glad to be back in the house of the Lord today. We rejoice in your mercies, which are new every morning. They are new this morning. We say thank you for bringing us to this time and place, for continually sustaining us, guiding us, and guarding us through these past months. We thank you for your goodness and for your many blessings. Take our lives afresh into your keeping as we face the unknown future, and fit us by your grace for whatever lies before us in these days and weeks to come. Bless and protect our Sunday Club children and leaders. Receive our worship from full and thankful hearts. Amen. In our service today, our first two songs will be on the screen with voices, and the final two will be instrumental, led by Sonia and David. In our service on the 15th of March, we included this prayer as we looked at our Lent cross. And I just want to repeat it again, just a couple of sentences. Lord Jesus, for us you drank from the cup of suffering and pain. We thank you that whatever struggles we experience, your struggle was greater, and you will see us through. And how true that was. And his victory is our victory. So we're going to listen. I'd like to say sing, but we're not able to sing yet. But you can mouth the words if you'd like to. We're going to sing our first hymn, which is a song of resurrection, an Easter hymn. And maybe after this hymn, Thine Be the Glory, we can give the Lord an offering of applause as a sign of our praise and our acknowledgement that he is Lord and King today. So we can still stand, if you're able, to listen to the words that are sung to us on the screen. Let's worship together. Please be seated. The worship of heaven cannot be silenced, and we join our worship with theirs today. It's going to be a prayer on the screen that we're going to share in together now. Words in bold type, help us to let go. Let us pray. God of our endings and our beginnings, we praise you for your unchanging love. God of our time, help us to let go. As we look back at our experiences of this year so far, God of our time, help us to let go. When we remember past hurts and chosen wrong, God of our time, help us to let go. When we remember our disappointments and regrets, God of our time, help us to let go. When we remember our failure to love, God of our time, help us to let go. Help us to let go that we may be free to take hold of all that you have for us. Help us to let go and start with you again. Amen. Whatever time you are going through in your life, our times are in God's hands. And these changing times are in God's hands. And we're going to watch on screen a video Bible reading, The Wisdom of King Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. Whatever season of activity you find yourself in today, whatever season of your soul, know that God is with you and God is for you today. So let's continue in worship as we join in listening to Let Everything That Has Breath Praise the Lord. And I'm sure you know that you've got breath this morning. And if you would like to clap as well, Joe will lead us in clapping along to this song. We can join in. So let's stand together and praise the Lord. Well done. Please be seated. It's so strange, isn't it? Not singing. May we never get used to it. One day we'll be able to sing again. Well, in a moment, Sandra is going to read to us our Bible reading from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 34 and 53 to 56. And the background to this reading is that Mark has stated how Jesus appointed the 12 disciples, that they might be partners with him. He sent them out to preach, to have authority to drive out demons. And they went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed with oil many people who were sick and healed them. The 12 were mirroring the actions of Jesus. And now they return to the Lord and they have much to report. So we listen to Mark chapter 6. Verses 30 to 34 and 53 to 56.
The apostles gathered round Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran out on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw such a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout that whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed.
Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we praise you for your compassion, your love, and your healing balm that calms our fevered lives. And Lord, we welcome you among us now and pray that we may hear your voice speaking to us, your word by your Holy Spirit. For we ask it in your name. Amen. It's unusual for me to stand up and preach to you this morning. I want our grey sofa and sit down and preach, but I'm going to stay vertical. And in my sermon today, I want us to explore this moment of reunion with Jesus and his disciples, as we have our own reunion today. And I'm sure they were so excited when they returned from their mission, saying, Lord Jesus, your name is so powerful. We saw lives turned around. We saw sick people made whole. Lord, it was an amazing time, but now we are so tired and hungry. We are spent, and look, the crowd are still coming. And Sandra read to us there in verses 31 and 32, because so many people were coming and going, they did not even have a chance to eat. Jesus said to them, come with me. Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. And here is the first gift of the Lord for you today. A gift given to his disciples then and now. The first of three gifts I see here. Firstly, in place of busyness, rest. In place of busyness, rest. Here we see the tender compassion of Jesus. The one who also says, come to me. All you who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Today, if you come to church, even after lockdown, which can have its own strains and stresses, and still bring us to a point of tiredness, maybe emotional or mental tiredness, then know that Jesus invites you to give it over to him today, that busyness or that burden. May he lead you to a quiet place in your heart today, a place of rest. And just being back here in church may be that breathing space that you need and I need today. And we know those listening at home later will also find their own breathing space, a Sabbath rest today. For Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. What a wonderful promise. So wherever we are at worship today, what matters is that over the noise, over the busyness, over clamoring voices for our attention, we listen out for that voice of Jesus. Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So the disciples and Jesus boarded their boat on the peaceful lake and pulled away from it all. They were now crossing the lake. They were between points. And perhaps you are there with them today. Perhaps you are in a time of change and transition, between departure and arrival. Not on the lake, but an inward voyage, a voyage of the heart. Many of us, if not all of us, are crossing from lockdown towards that new normal that we hear about. Some of us are crossing from isolation to community today. Close to home, some are crossing in points of education, from home to university, or from education to work. Some are crossing over in their working life to new responsibilities. Some are crossing from dependence to independence, or with weakness of health, from independence to dependence on others. And some of you are at a crossing point in your relationships. Somehow crossing from health to sickness, or from sickness to health. And some have crossed that narrow stream from death to eternal life. In all these changes and crossing points, what is important, it seems to me, is that like those disciples on that boat, we are together. And most of all, Jesus is with us, right there with us at the heart of what we're going through. We are in the same boat today, connected with one another, connected to Jesus, our leader and our Lord. And that's the best news. Best of all, Jesus, our Saviour, is with us. So as you cross over, be at rest today. Find rest in the journey, in the waiting. Rest in the Lord. So in place of busyness, the Lord offers rest. Moving on, we read in verses 33 and 34. And this is as they arrive at the other side of the lake. Many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. And here is the second gift that Jesus gave that day and for us. In place of aimlessness, direction. The crowds, like sheep, were gone astray, aimlessly going to and fro. Without direction, they were scattered, exposed to danger. Without a leader, without a good shepherd. And they were waiting expectantly for Jesus to arrive. If I were a disciple on that boat, I would selfishly think, Lord, I don't want this peaceful journey on the lake to end. I can see the needs on the horizon. Can't we turn back? Can't we change direction or hide? But not Jesus. Even though he was being hunted down, Jesus came and loved the crowd, seeing each individual, showing his power to save. And may we know the same today. If we feel we are aimless today, if we are needing purpose and direction, if we are like that sheep without a shepherd, let's look to the Lord today, who brings purpose and meaning to our lives, who does far more with our lives than we could ever do independent of him. We welcome him today. He will direct your next step. And moreover, like those disciples, Jesus will lead you to the crowd. He will lead you to those who need you. How true that scene is for our world today. So many today who need the Lord. COVID-19 has scattered the people and caused great pain and loss. There are many lost sheep today, lost souls, who need the Lord. And Jesus sends us, You are an ambassador for Christ. Your life can point others to the Shepherd King. We look at the crowd, but we see the face in the crowd, the individual need, and we respond in love. And finally, we read there in verses 53 to 56. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout that whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak. And all who touched him were healed. And here is that third gift from the Lord. In place of sickness, healing. They placed the sick in his path. So many men, women, and children waiting for healing. And many today are waiting, hoping, praying for a healing touch. And it's a painful truth to say that not all receive a healing touch. Not all receive physical healing. As we heard, there is a time to be born and a time to die. I remember a young boy at a Braintree holiday club, and we were thinking of the story of the man who was brought to Jesus by his friends, paralyzed. And when I asked the boy about him and his need, the young lad said that that paralyzed man was dying to get better. I know what he meant, but that phrase stuck with me. He was dying to get better. And sometimes in God's mysterious plan, dying, being bathed in God's pool, can be healing, the final healing, when we receive our resurrection body that will last forever. And we know Jesus' aim was not just to make people better, but to make better people. He looked at the whole person in their need, their mind, their spirit also, that people might not just know physical healing, but forgiveness and freedom. He is the great physician. And although the crowd was great, Jesus was equal to it. Out of his infinite riches, he gives, and he gives again. So, as we face this coming week, we do not shrink from the crowd or from the need. Rather, one by one, in prayer, in practical help, we place them in the path of Jesus. We carry them to the Lord. Who will Jesus place in your path this week? May they be lifted. May they be raised up from the side of the way to the side of the shepherd. So in closing, from Jesus, may you receive today, in place of busyness, rest. In place of aimlessness, direction. And in place of sickness, healing. To God's praise and glory. Amen. It's good to have Sonia and David, who are going to play our next song. And we can again follow the words on the screen. So let us stand to worship. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Turn to God in prayer. Please be seated. And now there will be a moment of quiet in our prayers, and if anyone would like to pray aloud, then for any particular petition or need tonight today, then please do feel free to say your prayer aloud, but do speak up so we can hear. Let's pray. O Lord, we do praise you that your Holy Spirit is still at work today in the world, in your church, in our lives. That work of healing and restoration, that in place of hostility there may be peace. In place of loneliness, friendship, compassion. In place of aimlessness, direction and purpose. And in place of sickness, healing. And Lord, we now want to lift up to you those who are on our hearts, those whose path crosses ours today. And we name them now and bring them to you. And if you would like to pray aloud, then please do. Amen. Lord, you are our shepherd, and you call us into a rhythm of work and rest, that our lives might be better for it. And Lord, in the quietness, we bring to you our own needs today. Help us to trust you in every season of our soul. Shape our lives, that the world will recognize us as your disciples. Help us to know and do your will. For we ask these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep. Amen. And we join our prayers with the whole church as we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. It's been wonderful to welcome you back to church today. And as we leave today, we'll be leaving through the side door here, and then out the side door there in towards the car park. We need to try and keep the corridors from being congested. But I hope you do get a moment to speak to one another after the service. And if you came by car, if you can leave fairly promptly to help those who are arriving for 11:30. And don't forget any children that you might have in the hall. Don't go home without them. And next Sunday, we look forward to Sarah leading our services today. I hope you're up for it, Sarah. We thank you for doing it in these strange times. Thank you. So we're going to have our final song now as we go from here to say, Father, I place into your hands the things I cannot do. Let's make these words our prayer now. Let's stand. don't know if we have the gifts to bring forward at this point. Gifts that maybe have been safely stored over these past weeks or months and now freely given. Lord, we offer to you these gifts and all our giving, all that is given electronically, the gifts of our lives, the skills that you have given to us, all given to you for the work of helping others, of sharing your love. Now bless to us all, O God, the doors we open, the thresholds we cross, and the roads that lie before us. Amen. Let's say together the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.